Few people have their finger on the pulse of Michigan voters quite like our next guest, Richard Shuba. Richard Shuba is the founder and the president of the Glengariff Group, a premier polling organization, and I'm proud to say the Detroit Regional Chamber's pollster. Our friend Richard will tell you that there was nothing normal about this last election, and Michigan, as expected, was one of the epicenters of the U.S. political earthquake that took place. Richard, welcome to Focus.
Hi, Sandy. Good to be here.
So, Richard, it has now become sport amongst so many to diss pollsters. But, you know, every time I look at the actual results, now that, you know, most of the votes are counted, it seems to me that, you know, the pollsters in large part kind of got it right. Am I wrong?
Well, I think in this election particularly, I think most of us were saying it was very close, that this was a very close race. It was going to be close. And that's what it turned out to be. It was in Michigan, it was an 80,000 vote margin. That's half of what it was in 2020. It was a close race. Donald Trump won. The Republicans did a much better job of turning their people out to vote. And that was the difference in the race.
Well, I think what happens, and we saw this definitely in 2020 as well, that people look at kind of where things stand, you know, either late election night or the morning after the election, and, you know, where we thought that, you know, the 2020 race was going to be much closer than it actually turned out to be. The 2020 race actually had a wider margin. And then, you know, the 2024 race, you know, looked like it was a real Republican blowout. And even though the Republicans did sweep, all the margins really tightened up after all the votes got counted.
Well, they did. It was, you know, we saw this through the election. Well, let me say, we saw this after Joe Biden withdrew from the election. This race became very close. And, you know, I think we have to be really careful how we talk about the results in 2024, because Donald Trump had a strong electoral college win. But overall, it was a divided close race. And, you know, that's something we saw happen starting in August. That closeness, that tightness in the race. Up until then, Donald Trump held a pretty substantial, strong, I think, comfortable lead coming out of his convention.
You know, you and I get to talk politics a lot, and one of the things that we have talked about is essentially this ping pong match that America seems to be in. I mean, you know, really since, you know, 2008, other than Barack Obama's reelection in 2012 against Mitt Romney, we've been just bouncing back and forth between the Republicans and the Democrats in the White House. Is there any reason to believe that 2028 isn't going to be the same?
Well, 2028's a long ways away.
Well, you're a pollster. I mean, you can start working on it now.
We don't know what's going to happen over these next 4 years, to be honest. There could be, but the characteristics of this nation and this state in particular are that we are a divided electorate. We are divided between the Republicans and the Democrats, you know, very closely. And those independents in Michigan, it's always the independents we talk about that swing back and forth and make the decisions. And I remember a conversation you and I had earlier this election about the economy. And I think if 2024 taught us anything, it's still the economy, stupid. Voters care about the economy. And we have been seeing that all year in our polling and the work we did with you at the chamber, just how disgruntled voters were towards the economy, specifically about inflation. And that continued through the entire year. And I think Vice President Harris was never going to be able to shake that because she just didn't have enough time to differentiate herself.
So let's talk about Michigan. Obviously, that's where you and I both focus. Fair to say that Michigan is now officially a purple state?
I think Michigan pretty much has been a purple state for quite some time. And but yes, we are purple. Michigan goes back and forth. As I said, it's those independent voters that make the decisions in Michigan. And, you know, we've got to watch where they're going. But we saw through this election, those independent voters were very dissatisfied with the economy from the start of the year through the election. And they shifted towards Donald Trump, even though they didn't necessarily have a favorable view of him. They shifted towards him because they were just not happy with the economy under Joe Biden and the Democrats.
So speaking of independents, with independents being so important to our electoral process, does that open up an avenue for, say, a outgoing mayor of the city of Detroit to run for governor as an independent?
Well, let me just start by saying I'm going to be the bearer of bad news in telling everyone that the polls are going to close in about 18,000 hours for the election for governor of Michigan. And, you know, we're going to likely have some pretty high profile candidates for governor here with big names. And Mike Duggan, as an independent, has certainly thrown a monkey wrench into the normal calculation of what we would expect of Democrat versus independent, or Democrat versus Republican. Can he win? I think it's a hard road to take to win as an independent in Michigan. It's possible. There's an opportunity. But boy, it's going to take a lot of money and some really good organization.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. Only 18,000 hours until the gubernatorial election. So mark your calendars now. Richard Shuba, thank you so much. Thank you for your friendship. Thank you for your partnership. And thanks for joining us on Focus today.
Good to be here.
All right. Be well. We'll be back.